Preparing your man and yourself. Your man. This is a chapter that your man may be interested in reading, as a lot of it directly concerns him. A great blowjob takes preparation. Obviously, you need to prepare by learning the right techniques to use, as well as other factors that I cover in later chapters. However, your man should not to forget about preparing himself too. Getting him prepared is just as important. So how does he get prepared? Well, it's pretty simple really. You're going to be going down on him, which means that you don't want to have to deal with any bad smells or tastes. The quickest and easiest way to fix this is for your man to keep everything neat and tidy down there. Pubic hair is wiry and tangled. It has a natural tendency to retain odours as well as retaining other stuff that falls down there. The last thing you want is to have to deal with horrible smells and gunk when you go down on your man. There are a few different ways that your man can control his hair down there. Before using any of the methods above, it's a good idea for your man to first trim his pubic hair with a scissors. Hair removal cream. This is by far the easiest and safest way, provided that the hair removal cream is safe for use on the genital area. Before he applies it though, it's a really good idea first to trim off the excessive hair. This will help prevent any blockages in the sink. Waxing. I've got to be honest, waxing is not something I would recommend. It can be incredibly painful for a guy, especially if he has never experienced it before. The only upside to your man waxing is that it has by far the longest lasting results. Shaving. Shaving is another option that I'm not particularly fond of. It is great due to the fact that it can be done quickly, but the major problem that I and my friends have encountered is that a man's skin around their scrotum is really loose and saggy, which makes it very easy to accidentally cut or scrape with a razor as you were cutting it. While different couples have different preferences, I've personally found that almost every single girl that I've ever been with has preferred it when I have absolutely no pubic hair down there. The great added advantage of having no hair down there is that your man is going to look a lot bigger too. But man is not going to want to look bigger. So make sure to tell him this when you're about to go down on him. If you feel a little awkward or shy asking your man to trim down there, don't worry. It's perfectly normal to feel that way. The easiest way to talk to your man about it is to ask him what he prefers in you. Short and neat? No hair? Then after he answers, it will be a lot easier and natural to tell him what you prefer on him. Another approach that you can try is to simply tell him that you want to give him an amazing blowjob, but that to do it, he'll need to first trim his pubic hair down there. Optional extras. It can be really sexy and a big turn on for you and your man to give him a blowjob when he comes in from work or from the gym. However, giving a blowjob to a grimy, sweaty man is not always something that you will want to do. Many find it a little unhygienic. If you do, then it's a good idea to ask your man to have a quick shower beforehand. Make sure that he thoroughly cleans himself. If you want him to be completely sure that he does, it might be a good idea to hop into the shower with him. Not a bad idea, eh? Your preparation. It's just as important that you are as clean and fresh when giving your man a blowjob as he is. This means that it's a good idea to have a shower and a reasonably clean before you go down on him. It's also important that you don't go down on your man if you have a cold sore. Otherwise, you risk passing on the disease and infecting him too. Herpes, which is a cold sore, occurs almost exclusively outside the mouth. But don't forget about taking good care of inside your mouth also. Now, I'm not your mom, but you have to make sure that you thoroughly brush your teeth every day to make sure you get rid of all that disease-causing bacteria. I also strongly recommend using a good antibacterial mouthwash too. Other quick tips on preparation. These tips are not quite as important, but each does help just a little bit to make the overall blowjob experience better for your man. Nails. Ideally, it's best if you have short nails when giving your man a blowjob. It dramatically lowers the chances of accidentally giving him any little nicks or cuts. However, if you do have long nails, there is no point cutting them short just to give your man a blowjob. It's much more important to make sure that they are smooth and clean. So use a nail file to smooth down any rough edges. Breath. Having fresh breath is important. It's a sign of good oral health. I can tell you firsthand that girls with bad breath are a really big turnoff. I've even stopped a few girls from going down on me for the simple reason that they had awful breath. If you have really bad breath, it could be a sign that you could have some sort of oral infection. Hair. If you have very long and messy hair, then try putting your hair in a ponytail when you're giving your man a blowjob. This will keep it out of the way, but it will also allow your man to see exactly what you are doing. Men are visual creatures after all. This chapter on preparation is quite short, but it's very important. Here's why. When your man is clean and shaven down there, you will be much more relaxed and better able to give him a great blowjob. When he is sweaty and greasy and smells bad down there, it's much more difficult for you to relax and give him a really great blowjob. Finer details and preparation. 1. Should I force my man to get rid of all his pubic hair before I give him a blowjob? My advice, absolutely not. Different couples have different preferences, so if you don't care too much about pubic hair, then don't worry about asking him to get rid of it. However, if you find it a serious problem, or even disgusting, then you need to talk to him about it. The key is to address the situation in a respectful and mature way. 2. Is it better to leave just a little bit of pubic hair or shave it all off? My advice, it's entirely up to you. Some guys like a landing strip, which is a small, neat trimmed vertical strip of pubic hair running from the top of your vagina upwards, while others like no hair at all. But like I always say, it's not just about pleasing your man. You need to be happy and comfortable too.